வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 28th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of June, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The following lecture was delivered by His Divine Grace on June 1st, 1975, in the temple room of the Sri Panchatattva Mandir in Honolulu, Hawaii. Taken from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 28th chapter, 1st verse, entitled Lord Kapila's Instructions on the Execution of Devotional Service. It was delivered to the disciples and guests at our Sunday feast program.
What meaning?
Sri Bhagavanu Bhasha.
Sri Bhagavanu Bhasha.
Personality of Godhead said.
Personality of Godhead said.
Yogasya.
Yogasya.
Of the yoga system.
Of the yoga system.
Lakshanam.
Lakshanam.
Description.
Description.
Bhakshe.
Bhakshe.
I shall explain.
I shall explain.
Sabi Jashya.
Sabi Jashya.
Authorized.
Authorized.
Nripa Atmaje.
Nripa Atmaje.
O daughter of the king.
O daughter of the king.
Manaha.
Manaha.
The mind.
The mind.
Yena.
Yena.
By which.
By which.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Vidina.
Vidina.
By practice.
By practice.
Vrasanam.
Vrasanam.
Joyful.
Joyful.
Yati.
Yati.
Attains.
Attains.
Satpatam.
Satpatam.
The absolute truth.
The absolute truth.
The personality of Godhead said.
The personality of Godhead said.
My dear mother.
My dear mother.
O daughter of the king.
O daughter of the king.
Now I shall explain to you the system of yoga.
Now I shall explain to you the system of yoga.
The object of which is to concentrate the mind.
The object of which is to concentrate the mind.
By practicing this system, one can become joyful. And progressively advance toward the path of the absolute truth.
And progressively advance toward the path of the absolute truth.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha Yogasya Lakshanam Bhapsi Sabijasya Nipatmade Mana Jenaiva Vidhina Prasannam Jati Satpatham. So this word yoga is very popular in the Western countries. Practically everyone knows the word, at least, yoga. And many so-called yogis come here, and I do not want to discuss. But yoga is a very nice process by which you can make your mind very peaceful, and then you can make progress towards spiritual life. Satpathe. There are two ways. One is called satpath and one is called asatpath. Asat means which will not exist. That is called asat. And sat means which will exist. The spirit will exist. Matter will finish. Now you have got this body. This body will be finished, everyone knows. But the spirit soul within the body, that will not finish. na annate hannamane sarire. That is spiritual education in the beginning. We should understand what is spirit, sat. Asato ma sadgama, this is the Vedic instruction. Don't make much progress on the path of non-permanent things. This is Vedic. Asato ma sadgama, tamasi ma jyotirgama. Don't keep yourself in darkness. Make progress towards the light. So, here also the same thing is stated, that yoga process is to keep the mind in peaceful condition, tranquility, and then you can concentrate your mind towards the Supreme, Absolute. This is yoga process. Not a gymnastic asana. Jang Niyam, Ashtanga Yoga, Ashtanga, eight kinds of practices. Asana. Asana, the, generally the yogis come here to show you the asana, how to sit in different postures. That is mechanical, that is also very nice, how to bring the mind under control. But real business is after your mind is controlled. These processes, which generally the yogis demonstrate, that is the process of controlling the mind. The real meaning of yoga, yoga indriya sanyama, the authorities of yoga practice, they say the yoga practice means to control the senses. That is the yoga practice. So, here, Kapildev is incarnation of Krishna, Bhagavan Kapil. There are 12 authorized persons who can give you real knowledge of spiritual life. So, out of the 12 persons, Kapildev is one. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Mano Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vayasaki Vayam. It was spoken by Jamraj to the servants who went to take a jamet to help his condition of life, and he was saved by the Vishnu Duta, because at the end of his life he chanted Narayana. Actually, Narayana was his youngest son, and he was very much attached to the little boy. So, when Jamaduta and ferocious feature came to take him, he became too much afraid, and because he was accustomed to his son, Narayana, so out of fear, he chanted very loudly, Narayana, please come, who are these men? So, simply by chanting Narayana, immediately from Vaikuntha, the servants of Narayana came and they saved him from the hands of Jamadutta. That will be explained in the sixth canto. How? Simply by chanting the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at the end of life, ante Narayana smriti, that is the perfection of life. If at the end of life you can remember Narayana, then life is success. You go back to home, back to God. So, real purpose is that we should give up this asat path. You see it properly. Asatpath and satpath. Here we say satpatham. Satpatham means our permanent goal of life. We are now interested with non-permanent goal of life. People are thinking, If I get a nice car, a nice apartment, a nice wife, a nice bank balance, then I will help. But this is asat, because none of these will stay. The bank balance also will not stay. The wife also will not stay. And good position, that will not stay. As soon as the body is finished, everything is finished. Therefore, they are called asat. The Narottamdas Thakur has sung, Satsanga chari koinu asate bilas, te karane lagilo mor karmabandha phas. Satsanga. Satsanga means persons who are making progress towards the permanent life. They are called sat. Just like this Krishna consciousness movement. This movement means we are training our disciples how to make progress towards permanent life. And the material world means they are making progress towards non-permanent life. So those who are intelligent, they are not interested in non-permanent life. And those who are foolish, mulha, they are interested in this temporary life, and they do not know what is there after death. Neither they have got any knowledge what is spirit, what is matter, ignorance in darkness. Therefore one is recommended to associate with sat. Satam prasangad mama bija sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Satang prasangad. In the association of devotees, the discussion on the matter of the Absolute Truth becomes very palatable. We have to hear about the Absolute Truth through the association of persons who are endeavoring to make progress towards eternal life. The Satpatham. The yogasya lakkhana. What are the symptoms of yoga? Kapil Dev is son of Devahuti. Devahuti is the mother of Kapil Dev. The mother is taking instruction from son. So it doesn't matter. One should not think, oh, he is my son, what instruction I shall take from him. I know better than you. No. Son or anyone, if he knows the science of Krishna, he becomes guru. This is the Vedic system. It doesn't matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in a very respectable Brahmin family. He was very advanced, learned scholar, and after all, he took sannyas. So when he was discussing with Ramananda Rai was a grihastha, householder, and governor of Madras, means politician. A householder, politician, and he was born not in Brahmin family, in Karan Kayastha family. They are considered as Shudras. So he had no position to instruct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the place of instructor, and he took the position of a listener. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first time, he gave him the position of instructor, and he took the position of student, listener. Ramananda Rai was feeling little hesitation that how is that? I am a grihastha, householder, not even born in high family, Brahmin family, and I am engaged in politics, I am governor, and he is a sannyasi, renounced order of life. How is that he is asking question and I am replying? The question is inquired by the student, and the answer is given by the spiritual master. So how is that? He was feeling little agitation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately encouraged him, "Don't hesitate. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example. He is teaching everything by his personal example. His purpose was, in this Kali Yuga, the distinction between Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra will be almost finished. Then, who will instruct? Because the instructor's position is Brahmana. One must be Brahmana. Brahmana's business is Pathan, Pathan, Jajan, Jajan, Dana, Prasidra. A Brahmana should be personally very highly learned scholar. Therefore, Brahman is called Pandit. Even in India still, a Brahmana is addressed, Panditji. He may be a fool number one, but he is addressed like that, Panditji. So, because without becoming a learned scholar, nobody can become a Brahman. We are also giving our student position as Brahmana. But if he remains a fool number one, then we are misusing our attention. He should be a very learned scholar. That should be the aim. And there is no difficulty to become a learned scholar because we have got so many books. We simply read and digest what we are speaking. Not that we are simply meant for selling books. We must read. Then our position as Brahmana will be fulfilled. Because Brahmana is a teacher, anyone who can teach is Brahmana. So unless you read thoroughly what you are going to speak to the world, how you can become a Brahmana and Pandit? You should carefully note this. Anyway, Ramananda Rai, he was very learned, although he was not born in a Brahmin family. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking lessons from him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Kiva vipra kiva shudra nashi kane noy, jai Krishna tattvavetta sei guru." Jai Krishna tattvavetta. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he becomes a guru. So every one of you can become guru, provided you understand the science of Krishna. The science of Krishna. Science of Krishna. First of all, one must know what is Krishna. That is being explained by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. And when he understands what is Krishna, then he can hear further about Krishna. The books are there, Srimad Bhagavatam and Nectar of Devotion, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, all we are teaching the science of Krishna. So here also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Jai Krishna tattvavetta sei guru." Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can become guru. That is our mission. That is not my mission, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So, it doesn't matter you, Europeans, Americans, although not born in Brahmin family, it doesn't matter. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's approval. If you try to understand the science of Krishna, then, and if you behave properly, you can teach about Krishna all over your country, all over the world. And that is approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then try to understand the science of Krishna. Then we will be able to preach nicely and people will be benefited. So, yeah, Devahuti, he is taking lesson from his son. The son is given birth by the mother. She may think, "I have given birth to you, what will you teach me?" No, because he knows the science of Krishna, or he is Krishna himself. Therefore, she is taking lesson from her exalted son. She is very fortunate lady, Devavati. She is addressed here, Nipatmaji. Nipa means king, Atmaja means offspring. So, she was the daughter of the emperor of the higher planetary system, Manu, Vaivasvata Manu. The Vaivasvata Manu's name you have heard in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasati Jugam Pratman Homabhayam Vivasyan Manavipraahu. This Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, Vivasyan Manavipraahu. The sun god whose name is Vivasyan. He spoke to his son, Manu. This Manu is the father of Devavati. She is not ordinary girl. So, how fortunate she was. She was the daughter of Vaivasvata Manu. Vaivasvata Manu was the emperor of the heavenly planet. And the wife of Kardam Muni. Kardam Muni was a great yogi. So, while practicing yoga, he thought of marrying, that it is natural, young man. So, this Devahuti's father, the Devahuti proposed to her father, "My dear father, I used to marry the Kardam Muni. He is practicing yoga in such and such place. If you will take me there, then I shall be very pleased." So, Manu, the king, he thought that my daughter wants to marry this yogi. All right, let me take her there. And she was brought by the king, and Kardam Muni was saying that, "I brought my daughter and you marry him." And he thought that I wanted to marry, so Krishna has sent such a beautiful, exalted girl, daughter of the emperor of the... So he accepted, and he left the daughter with Kardam Muni, and he went away. So this princess, means daughter of Manu, she began to serve Kardam Muni, and in the yoga ashram it was a cottage, and there was no good food, no maidservant, nothing of this sort. So became gradually very lean and thin, and she was very beautiful, king's daughter. So Kardam Muni thought that her father gave me, and she is becoming deteriorated in her health, in her beauty. So as husband I have got to do something for her. So by yoga power, he constructed a big city aeroplane. That is yogic power. Not 747. It's such a big city. There was lake, there was garden, there was maidservant, big, big palaces, and the whole thing was floating in the sky, and he made her see all the different planets. In this way, that is stated in the fourth chapter, you can read it. So as a yogi, he satisfied her in every respect. Then she wanted children. So Kardam Muni begot in her 9 daughters and 1 son, with the promise that as soon as you get your children, then I'll go. I am not going to live forever with you. So she agreed. So after getting the children, out of which this Kapildev was one, the son, and when he was grown up, he also said, "My dear mother, my father has left home. I'll also leave home. If you want to take some instruction from me, you can take, then I shall go out." So before going away, he's giving instruction to his mother. Now, this Devahiti's position, is a perfect woman. She got good father, she got good husband, and she got excellent son. So woman has got 3 stages in life. Man has got 10 stages. that these three stages is mean that when she is younger, she must live under the protection of father. Just like Devahuti, when she was grown up, young, she proposed her father that I want to marry that gentleman, that yogi. And the father also offered. So long she was not married, she remained under the protection of the father. And when she was married, she remained with the yogi husband, and she was troubled in so many ways because she was princess, daughter of king, and this yogi, he was in a cottage, no food, no shelter, nothing of this sort. So she had to suffer. She never said that I am king's daughter, I was raised in so opulent condition of life, now I have got a husband who can give me a nice apartment, nice food, divorce. No. That was never done. That is not the position. Anyway, my husband, whatever he may be, because I have accepted some gentleman as my husband, I must look to his comfort, and whatever his position, it doesn't matter. This is the duty of Gopal. But that is Vedic research. Nowadays, as soon as there is little discrepancy, disagreement, a divorce, find out another husband. No, she remained. And then she got the nicest child, personality of God, Kapila. So this is three stages. Woman should aspire, first of all by his karma, one is given the place under a suitable father, and then under suitable husband, and then produce a nice child like Kapildev. So Kapildev is addressing his mother, Nipatmaji, my dear princess, the daughter of king. See, he is not addressing her mother as the wife of Kardamuni, because she would be little puffed up that I am the daughter of king. So, and Kapildev knew how to flatter a woman. So he addressed her mother, Nipatmaje, my dear daughter of king. She felt very much proud. Yes, I am daughter of king. So I'll speak to you about the symptoms of yoga, sister. Yogasya lakshanam bhakti savijas. With authorized statement, he is Bhagavan. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever he speaks, that is authorized. You cannot argue, because for us, we are conditioned soul. We have got four defects. Means we commit mistake, we become illusion or bewildered. Our senses are imperfect, and because everything is imperfect, still we want to become teacher, that is cheating. I am imperfect, how can I teach? That is going on. An imperfect person is teaching about transcendental knowledge. Therefore, people are being cheated. Our process is to take lesson from the perfect person and distribute it. Just we are doing, Krishna consciousness movement means we are preaching what Krishna has said, that's all. Not that we have manufactured something new, no. That is not our business. How I can manufacture? I am imperfect, how can I manufacture? But the spiritual master who follows the perfect teacher, he is perfect. He is perfect because whatever he is speaking, that is the statement of the perfect person. I have several times explained to you. One may be imperfect, just like a child, he is imperfect. But he has learned He has asked his father, "My dear father, what is this?" The father has explained, "My dear child, this is microphone." So if the child says, "This is microphone," then that is perfect. Because he has learnt it from his father. This is microphone. So even though his child, he is repeating the words of the father. He is fixed up that my father has told me this thing. It is perfect. It's convinced. So he says, "This is microphone." So now who will protest this? Or how you can say, how this child can say that? Yes, he can say, provided he has taken the lesson from the father. This is the way. So our teaching, Krishna consciousness, is perfect because we have taken the lesson from Krishna. Let's try to understand how perfect we are. We don't say anything as "I think, maybe, perhaps." No. We never say so. We say definite. Definitive information. They are speculating Darwin's theory of evolution. We have got perfect knowledge from the Shastras. Jalajanavalokkhani sthavara lakkhavinshati. Now we say there are 900,000 forms of life within the water. We have not gone within the water. Neither as biologists we have studied. We have taken the perfect information from the perfect source. We say not 1 million, 900,000. This is called Vedic knowledge. This is perfect. Jalajanavalokkhani sthavara lokkhavinshati. This evolution theory is already mentioned. Darwin has taken this from this Vedic knowledge and he has placed the whole thing in his imaginary way. Otherwise, the evolutionary process is mentioned in the Vedic scripture. First of all aquatics, then plants and trees, then insects, then birds, then bees, then human beings. Now, in the human being form, because by gradual process of evolution, we have got advanced consciousness, the subject matter is given to us. Now, make your choice now. Again, nature has given this opportunity. Whether you want to go the satpatha or asatpatha. Whether you are again wish to go to the cycle of evolution, or if you want to make further progress means this human form of life, you can go to the higher planetary system. Uddhanga chanti sattasva janti deva pratadeva. Now you can make your choice. You are now civilized. Very advanced intelligence. Now, whether you want to go to the cycle of evolution again, or whether you want to stop this and go to your original position, these two things are there. Satpath and asatpath. If you make further progress, this asatpath, asat means it will not stay. So if you remain engaged in this bodily business, that is asat. Just try to understand what is asat. Asat means which will not stay. So everyone knows that this body will not stay. It will end today, tomorrow, or after 100 years, it will be finished. Therefore, if you are simply engaged in the bodily concept of life, as people are generally engaged, people are thinking, "I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Brahmana, I'm Chhatri, I'm cat, I'm dog," every living entity is simply thinking in bodily. That is asatpath. If you remain on the bodily concept of life, then we are no better than the dogs and cats. But unfortunately, modern civilization is going on this bodily concept of life. That is asatpath. But here the yoga system is being taught by Kapildev to his mother for the purpose is prasanna jati satpatham. by the yoga practice, you have to make your mind very transparent, clean, and then you can go towards Satpatam, eternal life. That is being taught. So, he will go on teaching. Next verse is, Sadharma acharanam shaktya vidharma acharanivartanam daivat labdhena santusha atmavit charanacharanam. The first step is given there, that sadharma acharanam, sadharma acharanam shaktya, as far as possible, be situated in your natural life. Natural life means there are three modes of material nature. So somebody is affected or infected by some modes of material nature, sattva-gun, rajagun, tamagun. So the Shastra has made the path so clear in a way, then in either of these infection, either sattva-gun, rajagun, tamagun, you can make progress in spiritual life. Because we must be in either of these. Just like a train is going on, there is first class, second class, third class. So, because the train is going, either you place yourself in the first class compartment or second class, you'll go. It is not that because you are situated in the third class compartment, your train is not going. No, you can go. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita has taught that one can go back to home, back to Godhead, in any position, provided he knows how to tackle the situation. The sadharma will be explained, and it is explained in the Bhagavad. Sadharma means one may be in goodness, one may be in passion, one may be in darkness, and one may be in mixture. So that is divided into four classes of man, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. So Bhagavad Gita teaches us that anyone, if he worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his sadharma, by his occupational duty, he also becomes perfect. For example, just like Arjuna, he was a military man, and his sadharma, his occupational duty was to fight. So that fighting capacity, he engaged himself in the service of Krishna, and he became a devotee. Krishna certified, bhaktosi. What did he do? He did not chant Hare Krishna mantra. Of course, he was chanting Hare Krishna mantra constantly because he was thinking of Krishna. He had no other business than to think of Krishna. But by formality, he did not become a Vaishnava chanting, but he was always thinking of Krishna. Therefore, he is certified as the foremost yogi. Yogi nama pi sarvesa. So that is the thing. How we shall always think of Krishna, even we are engaged in our occupational duty. That will make us perfect. That actually, real sadharma is to be attached to Krishna, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. But because we have got this material body, we have got this bodily concept of life, therefore the Vedic injunction is divided that one class should be Brahmana, one class should be Kshatriya, one class should be Vaishya, another should be Shudra. In this way they should cooperate for the ultimate benefit of life. Just like in our body, there is the head, there is the arm, there is the belly, and there is the leg. So we are all cooperating for upkeep of the body. Similarly, if either as a Brahmana or as a Kshatriya or as a Shudra, we keep up in mind that we have to serve Krishna, then in either position we can become perfect. That is confirmed in many places. Atapungi dijasresta bannasama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya sangsiddhi haritosa. In whichever position you may be, if you try to satisfy Krishna according to your capacity, sadharma charana shaktya, here they say, sadharma charana shaktya, vidharma charana nivartana. Vidharma means anti-occupational duty. Ultimately our occupational duty is to serve Krishna. Anything which does not help me in serving Krishna, if we give it up, and anything which helps me to serve Krishna, if we accept, in that way, if we lead, then gradually we become situated in our original constitutional position, eternal servant of God, and that is the perfection of life. It will be taught gradually. Thank you very much.